This is the Kinky Cast. This is an adult, sexually explicit podcast. If you are under 18 years old, please stop the podcast now. This is episode 78B of our weekly exploration in the kinky world of BDSM and alternative relationships. Views expressed are not representative of the management of the Kinky Cast. In today's episode, our crew is on the road at Southeast Leatherfest. Here's your hosts, Woody and Lee.
Welcome back to the Kinky Cast and the continuing coverage of Southeast Leatherfest 2015.
Tonight's Saturday night, and it's the big event.
The big event. This is when the contestants get their final votes and we learn who the new titleists will be.
It was very exciting. All the people that I had voted for actually won, so I was excited about that.
Yeah, I noticed that you were running 100% there.
Oh, yeah.
What's interesting is a lot of people got behind these contestants, and there was standing ovations. There was lots of cheering. On the recording, we're just using the stage mic, so the audience isn't as loud as you would think it should be, but go with us. It is... the best recording we could get. We did tap into the house sound system to get as clear as it could.
Yeah.
Enjoy part two. This is the final night, the Saturday evening event of Self 2015.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host tonight, Mr. Daryl Flick.
Across a bridge, my sweet, you've got to pay the toll.
Take and how is this for the world's shiniest blood clot? Did you see the backdrop that they made? I think it was 3 years in the making. Has anybody noticed the sequins behind me? This was like a wet dream come true for me. I get to take this home at the end. Catherine told me so last night. Yes, Mother Christmas and Father Christmas. A little sprig. You go, baby. I'll tell you, I am not doing glutes at the gym anymore after last night. I woke up, I had calves, I had ass. It was like, fuck leg day. I'm just going to clean the house in those heels. So last night, because of lovely paperwork, there was somebody that was overlooked. And I want to make sure because I have a feeling tonight payback's a bitch, although he did more than make up for it last night. There's somebody who did not make it to our list, and unfortunately it's also the same person that makes sure my mouth works, and that is our wonderful sound tech. Please, my apologies, but thank Happy Puppy for the music, the sound, and keeping things going. Because Lord knows last night there was a learning curve for the puppy. Are you ready to get this train on the road? The people that have given their time, their weekend, and are smart enough to be in the room when I start. I want to say thank you for the judges for coming in from all over the United States, giving their time, their energy, their efforts, their skill, and their knowledge. And with that being said, I'd like to acknowledge our head/chief judge, Sir David Labriola. Next, Slave Bren. Nick Elliott, Dick Gray, Ms. Sarah Humble, our surprise judge, Slave Chrissy, our technical bootblack judges, Nick Elliott, Madeline Sparkles, and Theatrical Toy, our judges, Slave Melissa, our tally fabulous ladies, Chrissy and Melissa of Frolicon. Now, last night, just for food to ponder, because we're going to have some fun auctioning a few things off tonight, you're safe. You are not, and you are not. I love you. I said you're not safe. So last night, I alluded to the fact that if anybody wants to start bidding at $1,000, this giant shiny blood clot can be yours. And the clothing, not the psycho in it. Trust me. Yeah, nobody's paying for that. Trust me, I can't give it away. The money will be donated to the travel fund of Miss South Africa Leather. Minimal bid is $1,000. The tuxedo is Italian. It's the first time it's ever been worn. It is Czech crystals hand applied, and you can go home with it. So we will bring this up later. So think about what your budget or your shopping list looks like. It's a 42. Please, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage your producers, Miss Betty and Catherine Gross.
I just said if you put all three of us together, it's like kindergarten all over again. We just need a yellow. It's like all the primary colors. That's cute. Oh, come on. That would be fun. Okay. So tonight we wanted to let you know that last evening we had a bit of a challenge with our digital voting system, and we heard from quite a few of you about those challenges. We, as an executive board, met for approximately 4 hours last night after the contest. We diagnosed, we fixed, and we tested our system to ensure its integrity. The error impacted the hotware and pop question portion of the Boot Black contest. That portion of the competition is 8% of the entire title run. Therefore, we are giving each Boot Black the full 20 points for that particular category. We wanted to be transparent with you and let you know what had happened there, because we heard a lot of concerns from you. So now you know what happened. We've got it fixed for tonight. We will move forward. I'm also stealing the mic for a second. We did not have all of our silent auction picked up. The silent auction rules say that if you did not pick up by 6:15, that the second highest bidder gets the basket. So, in that vein, I will be at my little side table over here with Randy. Wave your hand, Randy. At the end of the contest, and you can come up to me and pay for the baskets that you have won. The following people need to come and see me. Slave Pat, Quasi, Luna, Elena, Francis, Lady Zara, Orchid, Nice Guy Mikey, and Lady Zara again. So if you all will come and see me at the end of the contest, we will get you paid for. The silent auction baskets have been locked up for the night, so you will have to pick them up in the morning when we open at 10. Okay? Thank you, everybody. Have a good night.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rock and roll. Welcome, contestant number 2 for Miss Self, Jennifer, for Hot Wear and Pop Question. As we know, it's my favorite. Last night, I know 2 of the questions were kind of calm. It means that chances are better every time for speed round.
Well, I'm trying to spread them.
I want to spread it for you, baby. I really did not know that you prematurely ejaculate, okay? TMI, even in a contest. Thank you for sharing. The judges don't even want to know. Who wanted to know that? Anybody? Anybody? Leave it to Dick and Labriola. I love the other 4, like, mm-mm, I ain't here. Mm-mm, no, conflict of interest. Grab away, baby. And in the South, we say, thank you, Jesus. It's speed round time here at my little game show. Talk to them, not to me. Square knot, sailor's knot, or garlic knot?
Square.
Pig trough, pig pen, or pig in a blanket?
All.
Ding dong, ho ho, Twinkie, or Little Debbie?
Little Debbie.
Cuffs, restraints, duct tape, that's for you, or rope?
Rope.
Betty White, Betty Boop, or Betty Ford?
Betty Boop.
Jock, boxers, thong, tidy whities, or commando?
Commando.
There you go. Thank you. See, Humble, you thought I'd forget about you and your little duct tape affliction. I still can't walk in a hardware store and see duct tape and not think of you. And someday, as a fundraiser, you can buy pictures. The vendor room is open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Be sure to stop by and check out our vendors and all the fabulous goods that they have. Thank them specifically for all the time and trouble getting here, hauling it in their trailers, offloading it. It ain't easy, kids. Now, the other thing that in some of our surprises last night we failed to notice or acknowledge was something that the hotel has gone to great pains to do for us. They are doing a menu served from 10 p.m. until 1 a.m. in the lobby bar just for us. So after you're all played, you can't figure out how to sit down because you're sore or you break the equipment in the dungeons. How many have not heard that story? Really? They broke a cross last night. Yeah, exactly. You go, boy. Rip the damn thing right off. And I love it. Don't rearrange the furniture. Clean up after yourself and don't make a mess. Next year you need to add, don't break the toys. It's play space, not that kind of play space. But they are going to have appetizers and burgers and sandwiches and everything like that in the lobby bar for us to eat. So you do not have to go hungry. And most of all, it's be appreciated if you are hungry. Don't order the pizza. Go downstairs because that way it'll be there for you next year because we've proven our clout. We've got the sales manager here. Now go vote with your dollar, too. All right. Welcome, contestant number one for Ms. Self, Kitten Chaos, for her speech.
I got told something very strange back in October. Somebody told me, you're transgendered. I looked at them, I go, I'm not transgender. It struck me very strange. I'm leather. I'd never really thought of myself as transgendered because everything about me has always been leather. I've always been accepted by my community. And I never ever had to think of myself as anything but somebody of leather. And that's one of the truly amazing things about how we behave in our community. We are able to move from one extreme to another, from top to bottom, from male to female, from straight to whatever. And we all seem to really understand it. One of the things that I really wanted was the fact that we have the ability to do things. My mom, my leather mom, that we have the ability, we have superpowers. And if you know my mom at all, you might notice that she has a certain ability to be what a submissive needs at any one time. What they really, truly need. Might not want, but truly what they need. My leather mother is Viola Johnson. Some of you might have seen certain submissives being in front of her and crying. That's because that's what they needed. This is a superpower. My superpower is being loud. Sometimes that loudness is really what somebody needs. Sometimes it's not what they want. I want to thank you today for allowing me to be loud. Thank you.
Please welcome to the stage Sir Rob and Seawolf from Southeast Alliance of Leather to announce the dates and judges for their upcoming contest. That was cute. You two in the aisle both. You go. No, you go. No, you go. You go.
Yes, but if you notice, he hands me the mic. Last year, we revived Southeast Leather and Leather Boy, and we decided that one of the things that was missing was a puppy contest. So we create the Southeastern Alliance of Leather to facilitate Southeast Puppy, Southeast Trainer, Southeast Leather Sir, Southeast Leather Boy, and in 2016, we will have the Southeast Community Boot Black contest back as well. So, we have hinted about, we are heating things up for SEAL next year,
and we are.
The date is July 28th through July 31st. So instead of freezing your balls off, you'll be sweating them off. Our panel for next year, Lady Catherine Gross, producer of Southeast Leatherfest.
Grab it like a bottom. All the way down. Grab its ass. There you go.
Miss Kendra McLean, producer, Great Lakes Leather Alliance. Sir Oliver Pratt, International Leather Sir, 2007. Pop Sparky, International Leather Boy, 2007. Taisha Best, editor, leatherroddy.com. Pup Trip, International Puppy, 2014. Pup Chip, Southernmost Puppy, 2015. Matt Wolf, Mr. Gulf Coast Florida Leather, 2009. And Sir Dart, from Virginia. Thank you, and hopefully we will see you in Charleston next summer.
Thank you very much. Welcome, contestant number three for Ms. Self, Ms. Kitty Hunley, for her hotware and pop question.
Hi, honey.
What is the oddest thing you have used as a sex toy in a pinch? How did you use it, and what happened?
The oddest thing I've ever used as a sex toy is I ripped a Barbie doll leg off when I was about 15 and used the thigh part of the Barbie doll leg.
You know, when I wrote that question, I was so thinking vegetables, kitchen utensils. Barbie's thigh never crossed my mind.
I was experimenting. I like breasts, and I was just trying to figure out, like, hey, women are hot. So, yeah, that's how I found out I was bisexual, too. I'm a Barbie girl.
Okay, how many... In more ways than one.
Like two.
But at like Kentucky Fried Chicken, you still have this problem. You're a breast girl, but so you go for the thigh?
First of all, I'm a fat girl and you're talking about chicken, so that's a different subject.
Oh, no, stop right there. Didn't you just love the way she said chicken? That warms my baby. Darling, let's go get us some sweet tea and call this over.
Only if there's lemon involved.
Well, sweet tea, you can't tell to pass the sugar. What the hell just happened now?
My sexiness just blinded all the lights.
Okay, if this shit keeps up, yeah. Between your sexy and me blinding people?
Yeah.
Oh, we blew a breaker over your thigh. Yeah, okay.
My thigh? Okay.
Or was it your breast? I don't know.
You started talking about thighs. I started thinking about Barbie and Ken. Don't distract me. I'm trying to do this.
You take Barbie, I'll take Ken, we'll call it a day. Alright. Give me my dildo. Thank you. And we go down that road. And thank God we have backup, since we don't have power for the screen. So, being good little Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and whatever Scouts, because we wouldn't be Eagle Scouts, that would be inappropriate. It's voting time, boys and girls. Pop question points are 1 to 20. Type in the score using whole numbers only. No fractions, no halvesies. 1 to 20. I see the hand. I'll be right there. And then press send. You have 3 minutes. Yes! What happened to the voting period for Chen? It wasn't in the script. Okay. Some people did not vote for Jen. Some people, because it wasn't there to be announced, even though it was on the screen. Okay, thanks so much. Next year, honey, can I have a bottle of poppers up here? Because I'm going to need it. No, it wasn't, because next year I might send Estelle. And you thought last night was tall enough. Okay, we're going to work that one out. Hello! We need to figure that one out because we have back here in the corner a small group of people who want to know how they can vote for Jen. Okay, you get back to me, okay? Okay, great. Oh, look, bamboo in my finger.
30 seconds left.
Okay, 30 seconds left for Kitty Hunley. Let me know when that's done. And then let me know if we're going to go back to Jen or what's going to happen. I'm moving on. How are you liking the parties and the meetups in the flying toy parts? We've had some amazing hosts this year for SELF. They've planned and executed awesome parties, meets and greets, discussions, readings all weekend. Please stand when I call your name. You leave the soundboard. I'm coming after you. Happy puppy, smile and wave. Don't stand. Thank you. His Girl Friday, Slave Pat, Ananda Lila, Luna Lynx, Slave Fairy, Master Dan, Seawolf, Kandansky and Atlanta Regional Critters, Primal Essence, Sierra and Lamar, we're back, we're live, I have a spotlight, and now I looked right into it, Sir David Labriola, Queer Leather Atlanta, RSVP and Red Stick TNG, Master Kevin, Atlanta Poly Weekend, Girl Calico, Girl Kim, Boy Dave and American Brotherhood Weekend, Optimus and Boy River, Shay Flanagan, our dungeon hosts are Whippersnappers, Queer Leather Atlanta, Don Melville, Big Red, Lady Victoria, Cynthia, and The Warehouse. Thank you, one and all. Yes, dear.
If you would like to go back to Jennifer, I can activate it for 2 minutes.
Jennifer is live for 2 minutes. Vote now. 1 to 20, no halvesies, no fractions, go. I'll pause. No, you don't have to vote again. Please don't vote twice. Honor system.
You can't vote twice. We'll let you.
It won't lock you out. Watch him. Thank you. Okay, I think we're close enough for a state job. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome contestant number one for Mr. Self, Timothy, for his fantasy.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Just checking. There's someone backstage here going, there was a pair of shoes here a minute ago. Damn. I see. I was more worried about my shoes. Okay, boys and girls, time for voting. Now, for fantasy, the point spread is 1 to 30. 3 minutes, 1 to 30, no halvesies, no fractions, no parts, no pieces. Got it? Good answer. Now, I have been informed, thusly, oh, honey, I haven't been that tight in 20 years.
You are so stupid if you think I'm getting down there and chasing a squeaky toy. That is just like setting myself up for some shit. Because that one right there will send me a box of squeaky toys, and that one right there will never let me forget it.
Now, I understand that Ms. South Africa Leather's ticket sucks. So a little change of pace. If anybody was going to bid on the tux, it's still going to go up for sale. $1,000 minimum. The money goes to the Southeast Leather Fest Travel Fund. Yay! Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome contestant number one for Southeast Boot Black, Coco, for her speech.
Hi, I'm Coco. I am a little, a leather girl, and a boot black. I officially started in the Birmingham community when I was...
No, there you go, grab my phone.
19 years old. I remember because the first thing they did when I walked in was check my ID at the munch. So I'm 25 now, and over the past 6 years, I've been struggling to find my place in this big kinky world. I've kind of gone through that rite of passage that we all have, and I found the more that I've tried to imitate what I thought I was supposed to be, the more I failed. And now it's... Now's when I understand that there is no supposed to be. There's only me. no more, no less. And it's because I finally understand that and how I've come to understand that I've decided to run for Southeast Boot Black. I truly believe this simple lesson of self-acceptance has the ability to ignite a spark in every single one of us and take over the community, because we provide our best service just by being our most authentic self. And boot blacking has definitely helped me realize that. Now, I've been using the power of my most authentic self before I even knew it. When I joined the Red Chair, I was the most vocal age player there, and it was like I was the only one. I found the more that I was open and the more questions I answered, the less alone I became. And I ended up starting the Birmingham Littles group, the first one in Central Alabama. And now there's an adult baby diaper lovers munch held each month. And the Red Chair actually hosts a Lost Tribes party now for fringe groups like age players and pets. So that's great. I've even started presenting at Frolicon, no less, which is interesting. Yeah, that's what I said. I never thought that I would affect any sort of change because that was never in my plans. But I did it just by being myself. That simple thing is all that it took to serve my community. Now, in boot blacking, it's become even more apparent to me because every time I publicly boot blacked from DomCon to Frolicon, even the Leather Pride event at the Atlanta Eagle, I've always been accepted because as a boot black, it doesn't matter what you are. The only thing that matters is your love of your community and your willingness to serve. And that's all you need. Your differences are actually embraced and encouraged because it makes your every single experience unique for the person that you are boot blacking for. It makes you better. And even though I learned this lesson mostly through boot blacking, I know it applies to the whole entire community because authenticity makes for the best scenes, the best connections with people, the best leather sex, and also it provides the best service, which is what we need to do. And I've heard it said that we get from our community what we put into it, so it only makes sense for me that we should put ourselves into it. So, as a boot black with this title, I get to do what I love, which is boot black, and touch leather and connect with people all over the region. That's my soul. That's my home. That's what makes me feel focused. But I also know I'd be able to help provide this lesson to more people, too. I want us all to be our most authentic self because I love this community, and I think we should all serve it. Thank you. Good night.
If you're participating in the parade of colors, see the little sign? Go over and line up by the sign in a nice, neat little row. And just so there's no questions, over yonder.
Over yonder.
Yonder hobo, the scrying.
Over here.
And just to confirm, there is no voting for speech. Thank you, please. Just, we're going to be careful about this now. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Master Roy and Alpha Boy Jeff. They're going to give you a little insight to the future. Maybe. Could be.
Coming.
Possibly. We're walking. Hold it from the bottom.
Good evening. We just want to say we're really excited and honored to take and have an opportunity to run the men's program. And we're going to call it himself.
So we're currently gathering input, brainstorming, and figuring out how we can make himself memorable for all the men of self. Thank you.
Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome contestant number one for Southeast Person of Leather, Autumn Orange, for her hot wear and pop question. Tom Ford, Tom of Finland, Tom Jones, or Tom and Jerry?
Tom of Finland.
Caitlyn Jenner, Chaz Bono, or Renee Richards?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Hair extensions, hair remover, or hair ball?
Hair extensions?
You don't know?
No.
No? Okay. Hot lube, hot fuck, or hot chocolate?
Hot fuck.
Sarah Palin, Sarah Humble, or Sarah Jessica Parker?
Sarah Humble.
There was only one right answer. Thank you, darling. And on that note, boy, it's like a fun Saturday night up here. Oh, yeah, on that hot note, it's voting time. You want 2 minutes? That's not a problem. Oh, yeah, I was getting there. But somebody over there, I got a microphone in each hand and one in front of me. The entire people in the back row, their ears began to bleed, and somebody said, I can't hear. We need medical help. Okay. On that one, it is pop question 1 to 20. No halvesies. All whole pieces, no fractions, all or nothing, okay? Vote now. Moving on, ever so quietly, being patient. Welcome contestant number 3 for Ms. Self, Ms. Kitty Hunley, for her speech.
Good evening. I had actually written a speech about how I erected a vision of what I thought my journey would be, how amazing this community is, and all that. As I stood backstage, kept rehearsing, I thought, you know what? The people that I'm trying to represent, it sounds like I'm feeding you a line of bullshit. So instead of that, I would just like to speak from the heart. I've been in this community for about 6 years now. And I've been very blessed. And really, the only thing that I want to do is thank everybody. And I would like to ask that you give me an opportunity to share my journey with each and every one of you, whether win or lose. I would like to get to know you. I would like you to get to know me. And I would like for us to explore this journey together and learn from each other. And I just don't want to bullshit y'all because it's worthless. So... with that, that's really my speech, because you've sat here and heard from everybody else about all the wonderful things that we are, who we are, what we represent. I will keep it simple. Thank you all for giving me this opportunity to stand before you, and have a great night.
A reminder in the speech portion, there is no voting from the half of the audience, so we move on to... Parade of Colors. You promised me. Okay. When you come up, you stand, you walk this way, just sort of behind me or whatever the case may be. Not over me. There we go. And we'll open the curtain so there's room to move. Thank you. Your Parade of Colors for 2015 Southeast Leather Fest. Fist, Females Investigating Sexual Terrain, Baltimore. Coastal Empire Sentinels, Savannah, Georgia. MAST, International, which has been granted ability to file as a corporation in 501c7. MAST, Portland, Oregon. Bad Girls, Portland, Oregon. The Laundry Contingent, Exile, San Francisco. MAST, San Francisco. Mass, Greater San Francisco Bay Area. Sakura House, Crawfordville, Georgia. Columbia Leather Order, Columbia, South Carolina. Master George's Leather Family, Los Angeles. The Charlotte Tradesmen. Low Country Leather. Onyx. The Tar Heel Leather Club. Red Stick TNG. And RSVP. Thank you, one and all. Get off my stage. No, front, front exit, front exit. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome contestant number one for Ms. Self, Kitten Chaos for Hotware and Pop Question. I put it in the mic holder, but with all that metal, I'm afraid of feedback. So we'll just grab it by the bottom. I know you had. If I was, this is so good. If I was a member of the FFA, standing here in a red tuxedo, in the fetish community, what would be the full name of the group I was a member of?
Of the FFA. Firefighters Anonymous?
Is that your answer?
That's my final answer.
Okay, thank you. Okay. All right, folks. It's that time again to cast your votes for Ms. Kitten Chaos for Hotware Pop Question. The scoring is 1 to 20, whole numbers, no halvesies, no fractions, no parts, no pieces. You have 3 minutes. We'll give you a little head start. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome contestant number two for Southeast Bootblack Friday for her speech.
So before this contest, I sat down and I had to think, what makes me deserve the ability to run for the contest? What is it that makes my heart a bootblack heart? And this is what my heart told me. That I have to remember why it is that I do this. Having someone in my chair and having that connection and interaction with them and having them look down and smile at the end and see their boots with hopefully a job well done and being able to send a piece of myself with them on the rest of their journey. It's amazing. To be able to have a chaotic day, come home, be able to sit down in the floor and go through the methodical process of cleaning, conditioning, waxing your boot, etc. That it's going to make everything else go away. But even though I get a side head tilt sometimes when I tell people why it is that I enjoy what I enjoy, that there are other people that get it. That they know how it feels to sit down in the chair and have someone tell them their story. To have a pair of boots given to them that someone might think were passed on, and being able to hand them back to them, restored, and letting that person have them for another chapter in their life, knowing that means the world to them. I can do this to help connect and to represent them. There are basic processes for doing every boot, but there's 1,000 ways of doing them. Being able to learn from other bootblacks across the country and across the world, being able to adapt and adopt that process, if it works for you, it's priceless. No matter where I am in this process, I am a bootblack. And that makes me have a bootblack heart. I have had a wonderful time and a wonderful opportunity to learn from some of the best bootblacks in the country. And that's been incredibly amazing at the beginning of my journey. And I really hope that eventually I have that ability to help with the education of the next generation. Thank you.
Tomorrow there will be a masked meeting from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. in the second floor hospitality suite. And your last chance for the weekend of naked yoga at 10 a.m. in the same room. What? Naked? What? 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 A little happy let the judges finish up music, please. Oh, okay. I like that. Oh, okay. What I started to say after that, and I stopped myself, was play for us what you're going to play tonight while you're having sex. And that started. Sometimes you just have to look up at the heavens and say, thank you, Jesus. Actually, it's in the south, so we say, thank you, Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome contestant number one for Mr. Southeast Leatherfest, Timothy, for Hotware and Pop Question. According to Mr. Marcus, what year was the first leather contest in the United States, and what was the title for?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, my distinguished panel of judges. I have absolutely no idea what the answer to that question is.
There's got to be something for truth in advertising on that one.
I wish I could fake it, but I cannot.
No, that's fine. That's it. Just turn around and walk away slowly. There you go. Oh, I love it when, you know, she rocks. She brought me this morning. I was sitting here doing sound check trying to straighten out some stuff. And what does she do? She brings me an everything bagel, dark toasted with schmear from Noah's. Oh, my God, it was the best. Well, we have a little time to kill. So before we get there is scoring to be done. And Mr. Timothy in Hotware and Pop Question is 1 to 20. Do I have to say it? No halvesies, no fractions, no parts, no pieces. Mama's family photo will be directly after the contest in the hall in front of the vendor area afterwards. So you can go out the door, down the hall, and your mama can have her picture. We really need to introduce her to Planned Parenthood. You can owe all you want, because I told her to her face in San Francisco one day, honey, have you ever heard of birth control? Even she looked at me and laughed on that one. We're good? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome contestant number one for Southeast Person of Leather, Autumn Orange for Speech.
Thank you. I'm passionate about the leather community, and I really want to see it grow. Now, I know what some of you have got to be thinking. Great. Another 20-year-old who thinks they know everything and probably hasn't even earned any leather. And you know what? For the most part, you'd be right. I am a 20-something. And as of this moment, I haven't earned any leather. But if there is one thing that I know with absolute certainty, it's that I don't know everything. And that is exactly why I'm here, talking to all of you. you all have more knowledge, more experience, and more wisdom. And we can use that to foster growth. But first, let's address the issue at hand. So why is it that with everything that the leather community has to offer, that we don't see more people involved in it? My belief is that one of the biggest reasons is the first impressions people have of leather. Typically, that first impression is someone asking someone in leather about leather. And the general response, excuse me, tends to be a 5-minute spiel about gay leather. And that really is a truly fascinating part of our history. But it's only one part of a greater whole. And I think that we should capitalize on that. Here's how I think we can do it. Instead of taking those 5 or so minutes to talk, instead, why don't we ask some questions? For example, ask them how they got into kink, or see if they have any particular interests. Then take that information and use it and figure out which part of leather history would appeal to them the most. For instance, say there's an individual who happens to identify as male and wishes to be taught by someone who's female. You could tell them a little bit about Monique Von Kleef and the House of Pain. Or say that there's another individual and they happen to have a particular interest in short story. You could tell them all about John Preston and his famous novel, Mr. Benson, and how it was originally intended to be a short story. And these are just the examples that I was able to come up with. And I know that if any of you were to use your knowledge to appeal to an individual, then in just a little more time than it would have taken me to deliver this speech, you can get someone really interested and invested in leather. And I firmly believe that by doing this, we can help our community to grow. Thank you all so much for hearing me out.
Mana from heaven. AC has been repaired. It's cranking and trying to catch up. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to give them just a half minute to try and get things set in the back, so we're going to jump ahead. A little bit of food for thought, because very shortly we're going to auction one of our first items off tonight, other than the clothing. Ladies and gents, we are going to do a live auction for Laura Antonou's USB leather bracelet, a one-of-a-kind item. It's no ordinary leather wristband. You open it to find a USB drive with an entire library of books and stories and surprises. Every Marketplace books, all 6 novels, plus 2 short story collections and bonus material from The Inheritor, book 6. That's only the beginning. Also included is some of Laura Antonou's gay male erotica from the controversial novel Muscle Bound to a collection of short stories. And if that is not enough, how about some independent short stories, including the collection known as the Catalyst Cinema Erotica, an unpublished paranormal short story, a cookbook, 2 erotic samples, don't mix them up, by the way, 2 erotic sampler anthology, thousands of pages altogether, ready for you to enjoy and treasure at the convenience of your wrist. We will be auctioning that off in a little bit. It will be a live auction. We'll raise the house life and all the good things. Betty, I am assuming credit cards are an option?
Sure.
There you go. It's time for an auction. Laura Antonou's collection. Come on, baby, light my fire.
Hey, girl.
Hi, how are you? It's been forever. So you got everything?
Wristband. But, you know, You could buy this wristband for $70. So I thought I'd sweeten the deal.
Here, look.
Bookmark. Leather. Woo! Temporary tattoo. Sticker.
Yeah.
Fine. Rose t-shirt. They're not excited.
They're still confused what to do with the bookmark since everything's digital. And yes, it'll fit there.
You have a point. Maybe.
But wait, there's more!
Maybe you need a book. The Kickstarter edition. If you didn't back it, this is your only chance to get it.
Will you sign it?
Of course I'll sign it. Jesus Christ, do you know me?
I'll sign it. Sweetheart, they ask some weird questions in this place, so...
I'll sign it, I'll sign your tits, I'll sign the t-shirt, whatever you want.
Let's recap that last part. Laura Antonou will sign it... your tits, or whatever you want. On that note, do I hear $100? $100 down front, $150. $150 down front, do I hear $175? $200, do I hear $250? $250 down front, do I hear $300? $300 in the back. $350, do I hear $400? $350, do I hear $400? $350 going once, $350 going twice, sold to Sarah Humble, and I get to know what she signs. Now, while we're, the lights are up and everything else, and we'll take care of this as the evening progresses, the tux. Anybody want it for $1,000 minimum? Going once, going twice, goes home with me, I'll wear it again. Thank you, folks. How are we doing backstage? Let's make curtain. Let's make music for contestant number two, Ms. Self Jennifer, for her fantasy. Guys, I can't help. There we go. We'll be right back.
I still wanted to hand him a bottle of, like, a big giant bottle of Amel or something. Breathe this, honey. It'll be fine. Alrighty. It's that time again, boys and girls. Look to the screen. It's time to vote. How do we vote? We vote in whole numbers. That would be for fantasy on a scale of 1 to 30. Whole numbers, no parts, no pieces, no fractions. You think they're getting it? Is your box filling up? All right. Ever since I sampled your nuts upon arrival, I knew I liked you. And on behalf of the board of directors and all the attendees of Southeast Leatherfest, we'd like to say thank you. Keep that box full. Half the room's trying to figure it out. It'll come to you later, halfway up the elevator. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage for details and a brief announcement from each of the following. South Plains Leatherfest International Master Slave Contest, March 11th through 13th, 2016, Master Kevin and Slave Fairy.
Good evening, everyone. Oh, yes, we absolutely want to welcome everyone here out to South Plains Leatherfest from March 11th through the 13th in 2016. There are several of you in the audience I know who have been there, and you can tell your friends how great it is to join us back home in the living room where we have a great time talking about everything there is. Come join us. We'll see you then.
Great Lakes Leather Alliance, October 1st through 4th, 2015, Ms. Maury. She's coming, and while she's coming to the stage, Master Taino could not make it. Master Slave Conference is September 3rd through 7th, 2015.
Hello. I'd like to invite everyone out to the Great Lakes Leather Alliance Weekend, October 1st through the 4th, 2015 in Indianapolis. We have a brand new venue this year that we're very excited about. It comes complete with the water park. The water park and the hotel itself is exclusively for GLLA attendees. So tickets have already gone on sale from last year. Right now they're $129 for the whole weekend package. So please make sure you get your registrations in because it will go up to $149 towards the end. We have six great contests. The Great Lakes Leather Sir, Great Lakes Leather Boy, Great Lakes Miss Leather Pride, Great Lakes Boot Black, Great Lakes Master Slave, and Great Lakes Puppy Trainer. So we have all those great contests. We have a great array of judges this year as well. We have over 24 workshops scheduled already. On-site dungeons, pansexual, female-only, male-only as well, so three different dungeons to work with. And did I mention the water park? And not that you're going to have time for it. But you can register at greatlakesleather.org, and we hope to see you there.
Southwest Leather Conference, January 21st through 24th, 2016, Gareth and Slave Toy.
Hello, everybody. I'm Sir Gareth. This is my Slave Toy. I've been waiting all weekend to say this. How y'all doing? But this year, Southwest Leather is celebrating the element of fire. And we're going to heat it up down there. Here's my slave to tell you a little more.
Good evening. So if you join us at Southwest Leather this year, well, next year actually, 2016, you can kindle a spark or add fuel to your burning desire with innovative workshops, discussion groups, panels, meet up with the community at the Southwest Boot Black and Southwest Master Slave Contests. Join your tribe to share the warming glow in our signature Our Place room for rituals and meditation. The awesome community-sponsored hospitality suite, our exclusive nightly dungeons, and the rockin' Boot Black Lounge. Inflame your heart and soul at the powerful Dance of Souls. And then we have some really hot news for you tonight, as if the room needed any more warming. And you can say that you heard it here first. Nick Elliott's going to be joining us again as our wonderful MC. Everyone loved his accent and his humor, and we're glad to have him back. And we can't resist his humor and his sexy accent and the beard, and this year, the little cover. Teeny tiniest little cover.
So join us here with a little heat. And but it is a dry heat in Arizona, you know that. And I had a message for Nick. Is I bought a kilt this year, so I expect another kilt check. So see you all there.
Northwest Leather Celebration, May 2016, Liza and Jody.
Thank you very much. Hold the bottom nice and tight.
Hi, I'm Liza. This is my slave, Jody. We're Northwest Master and Slave 2010. And Ms. Margaret used to say that this is the romance conference. It's the probably the third weekend in May, we don't know exactly, but these are the things we have in lovely San Jose. We have champagne and chocolate. I believe we have port and cigars. We got a master slave conference contest. We got lots of dungeons, a really big dungeon.
We have hot bottom, like mean
it. We have hot people. Labriola showed me how to do that. So we have hot people, and as my mistress said, it's the romance conference.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome to the stage Ms. Southeast Leatherfest 2014 for her final speech as the current Miss Southeast Leatherfest Slave Pack.
A year ago, I stood here and accepted one of the most amazing honors I could have dreamt of. I was given the title of Miss Southeast Leatherfest 2014. Some of you, many of you, have heard me often tell how my running began. And it began with someone telling me that I needed to run last year because I was probably too old to make it till this year. Master Blue, that was your first mistake. However, that statement led me to my platform. In this room, let me start. I love my leather lifestyle. I love my leather community. I love my leather family. I love my leather friends. I love leather and what it represents. There are so many in this room that have so many more experiences in history than I could ever dream of having. So what could I share? Well, I knew about getting old or older, so it seemed like that was what I should talk about. Just because I'm getting older doesn't mean that I don't have something to offer the community. We talk about teaching our young, and we need to teach our young. We also need to share with our more mature that are just coming into the lifestyle at a later age. If one person has heard that message and stepped up and did something that they would have never done because they've heard my story, this year has been a huge success. There are so many that I'll never be able to thank everybody one by one. I would like to thank Lady Catherine and the Self family. That includes the Self Board of Directors, the judges, the contestants, the volunteers, and the attendees. Without all of you, there would be no Self. I would also like to thank one more person, because I thought I had a lot to offer my community, but I never thought I would do it while in service to another. I'm now in service to Master Trish from Arizona, and I would like to thank her for teaching me about who I am, for encouraging me to learn more about who I am, and for allowing me in her service. I would also like to thank her for her support. I have traveled southeast and beyond. It has been an amazing year, and I would also like to thank the Poop Blacks from Self. They need an awesome hand. They are fantastic.
Tonight we have two dungeon parties. The warehouse does Self from 10:30 to 2 in Ponce 1, 2, and 3. And the women's dungeon hosted by Big Red will be from 10:30 to 2 in Spring and Monroe. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your producers for Southeast Leatherfest, Ms. Catherine Gross and Miss Betty.
Had to see where she was. Did I lose her? Voila! Oh man, that is tempting. And the auction begins.
No! No!
But you.
Really?
Oh, that was awesome! Well done. So, we talk about our volunteers, thank goodness, can't happen without them. But there's another layer, sponsors. Yes, we literally could not exist without them. What it costs to be in hotels and to do the type of programming that we do, when we look at our presenters who travel to be with us, it is tremendous. And so appreciating our sponsors doesn't even begin to cover it. We need to thank Laura Antonio's primary sponsor, Pleasure Bound. I swear to God, I'm never going to wear a short dress again just so I can get handed up and handed down and handed up. But thank you so much, Pleasure Bound. you brought us Laura Antonio. Did you love her or what? One of our platinum sponsors was For Your Life Coach this year. She's declined to come to stage. These beautiful back patches, they are absolutely gorgeous, and we could not do it without our sponsors from Bulldog Custom Leathers. Yes. Yes, turn around, gentlemen. You're too, well, okay, it is a good shot.
Turn around. We're good with this view, right?
Thank you so much for your support and your works of art, which you will see when you get to find out your new title holders. Thank you. Come see them at the Heretic. They have a storefront there. And I do believe they can make your fantasies come true. Yes, you heard it here. Our Boots and Cigar Party, how many of y'all went last night? Uh-huh. That was thrown by RSVP and Red Stick TNG. Thank you for claiming and throwing down a huge party. Uh-huh. They're partying without us. Are they? Oh, it does. Yes. Yay. Yes, yes, yes. The party was hellified. And I do believe we have had a lovely future promise that they will be showing us how to throw down in 216. Yes. Thank you so much. Our benefactor sponsor is from Starship Enterprises. You'll see their sign here, and they have been a longtime supporter of self and our communities. We are so grateful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Can I hug you too?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yay. Oh my God, the shoes.
Oh, can we parade her out here? Come on.
Yes.
No, that's both of you. Oh. Yes.
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 Thank you.
Lord.
I know, right?
And if we haven't said it, look how much the store has to offer. Yes. So please visit them at one of their 22 locations. And our step-down sponsor, who has been with us for years and years, and is an amazing group, who doesn't just do it once a year, but they throw down on a regular basis, K-Pax. Yes. Oh, yeah. Come on. We have to have equal opportunity oogling. Yes, yes. Oh. And the auction begins. Thank you so much. Yes. Our gold sponsor really has been one of the most loving families throughout the Southeast for many, many, many decades. I personally could not imagine life without them, the Kindred. Thank you for being a gold sponsor. Yes. Yes. Thank you. We want to thank our media sponsor, Leatherati, who unfortunately at the last moment could not be with us. But I have no doubt you possibly recall him from last year because he insulted every single possible group within 20 minutes. And I believe made a whole different story of Waffle House where I can barely eat there anymore. Uh-huh. That almost deserves a bless your heart, Lauren. But thank you to Leatherati, who has helped us with publicity all year long. Yes. Our bag sponsor is a much loved event in the world, which I think we need to force them on stage just because.
I think so. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know it's a hateful moment. Here we go. I'll hear about it later. That would be Melissa and Chrissy of Frolicon. Yes. Yes. Oh, I see this in the back. Melissa's like, come on, girl, we got to go. And Chrissy's like, hell no.
Yay!
Yes. All right. Fine.
There you go.
I thought I had a shot this year.
No.
Getting you two up here. You were the next people we were oogling.
You can oogle me anytime you want to, babe.
Done.
There you go.
Oh, there's more to come. I promise. I swear. But y'all know about Frolicon. If you have not been... so to speak.
Right now, I'm busy.
Yes. Do not miss it. Easter weekend, 2/16. It is an awesome, awesome party that no matter what you're into, trust me, it is happening in one of the rooms near you. Yes. We want to thank our podcast sponsor, KinkyCast, who has been putting out information about us and interviewing title holders and does the most wonderful podcasts for information all over the country. Thank you very much. Our next sponsor took care of the cocktail party for our sponsors while they had a private reading from Laura Antonio. That would be AWOL, Appalachian Women of Leather. Oh. I have not seen that outfit. Blue, can we auction?
He's in the back of the contestant.
And what a perfect time to ask. Yes. You leave the room and shit happens. He taught me.
I'm so proud.
Yes. Our medallion sponsor is Carol Kemmler, otherwise known as Randy's mom. Yes, please. No, no, no. Come back with that. Thank you. Yes, now the world is complete. I always wanted a cabana boy in red. Don't touch the emeralds. I know you.
I'm sorry.
Hey, it was not a bad idea. I'm good with this. Okay.
I found Jimmy Hoffa!
He said he didn't tell. With that, our primary raffle sponsor, our own Obi and Angel. Yes. They've donated an absolutely gorgeous whip that some lucky one is going to win tomorrow. That is absolutely fabulous. Come on, y'all. You know the drill. Let's go, let's go, let's go. This is fun for me. Come on, come on, come on. Come on. Two generations of title holders. All right. Thank you for making a great raffle. Oh. And now you know one of the deep truths about being a self-title holder. This does happen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Flossie. Uh-huh. Our raffle sponsor from upstate TNG that donated all the dragon tails. Thank you. My lord, we are a good-looking bunch of people. Yes. All right. Our silver sponsor, two longtime members of the self community, Ms. Carmina and Slave Adder. Ooh, I can see the hat from here.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, come this way. Oh. Oh, do that on stage. Oh, good Lord. Hi. It is so good to meet me.
I mean...
No. Go this way. I can't be selfish this time.
Oh, no.
No. Yes, are you ready?
Look at this.
Oh, come on.
No.
Yes. Please?
You're welcome.
Awesome.
Thank you. Our print sponsor, another silver sponsor, Mustang Philly of Smack. Thank you. I cannot see. All right, we will corral them later. Oh, come on. Our print sponsor, Heretic Jack and BDSM Classes. Yes. Oh. Whoop. Double whoop. Go that way. Wait, there's a mark there.
There's a marker?
There's a mark there. Go there.
I don't know.
Because I've been threatening an auction for a year. Now you're here.
Oh, no.
I haven't. But look. There's cuteness. There's a good harness. There's things to hold on to. Really?
Yes.
But Jack, not back to the seat. Our tally ladies have a need. That way. Uh-huh. Yes. Our pin sponsor, Orchid and Serpent, a fabulous longtime vendor whose support has allowed us to do things over the years that never could have happened without them. Please make sure you visit them in vending. Besides, the plethora of items they have, trust me, even with your great sex life, you need these things. Yes.
Betty. Yes. Don't you have to show her something on the back wall?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh. Woo. So our next contestant for Miss Southeast Leatherfest. Yes. 100 sold. Lord. We have an emerald sponsor, Red Dragon Riding Club. Thank you. Yes. Uh-huh.
My
turn. Oh, yes. But I did not see. You know, this has never happened before with sponsors. This is awesome. It took us 20 years to figure out just ogle each and every one of them. Awesome. And new traditions are started every day. New traditions are started all the time. Our pocket schedule sponsor, Lazarus. Haha. Board member, and so, dear God, it's happening.
Yes, they are.
Awesome. All right. That was out of love. I did not say what first came to mind. And our banner sponsor, Boy Andy. Yes. Yes. Responsible for these beautiful banners. And our prize sponsor, Kink Academy. It is award time. Our award winner this year has been serving our community since 1976. That is 39 years. We're proud of self turning 20, but can you imagine 4 decades? Now, can you imagine doing that in a sometimes hostile environment? As an adult business, they have battled through zoning laws and obscenity laws periodically. For those of you not in the know, many businesses have been closed due to very small technicalities. Zoning laws have successfully closed adult businesses across the country, and it is a very effective way to close an adult business. Many businesses have not been able to meet the demands of a very lengthy legal process. They have challenged the laws by attempting to strike down county obscenity ordinances that prohibit sex toys from being used or sold for recreational purposes. Our award winner has challenged a legal system that is prohibitive of sexual freedom. Our award winner survived their own serial thief. And yes, their stores were robbed 12 times by the same individual. Thank you for providing the latest in cutting-edge toys, fetish items, and welcoming all people who came to your door. Thank you for your efforts within sexual freedom. Thank you for supporting the fetish and leather communities. Thank you for the opportunity to expand our sexuality by providing consistent access to sexual and fetish toys for 39 years. Thank you for providing an example of a business who demonstrates community awareness and tangible ongoing support. The 2015 Self Community Award winner is Starship Enterprises.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much. We are delighted to have you. And thank you for all your efforts on our behalf. And please let Santa know.
We will. Exactly. Thank you.
Thank you. So, you know, I am very much of the opinion that we need heroes. Sometimes heroes are hard to come by. Self was blessed to be started by a man named Jack Stice. He is a hero. You may not have had the privilege to know him, but he was a determined man who could make a decision and stick by his guns. He knew what it was to make a difficult, costly decision. He knew the value of discovering who you were and choosing to be yourself. He was a catalyst for those around him. He inspired devotion. And he led others to reach for what was seemingly impossible. Self was one of those impossible dreams. 20 years ago, it was unimaginable to have an event of 550 people in the Southeast. He produced the first self, and he knew he would not live to see future events. He exacted promises from a very savvy, loyal group who swore they would carry his vision forward. In 1998, self-treasurer David Armstrong, another truly great man with an amazing sense of humor, he proposed that self establish an annual community service award for the Southeast region. The executive committee unanimously agreed to honor Jack Stice and his dedication towards community service in the Southeast by presenting this annual award in his name. In 2000, on the fifth anniversary of this event, this new award was introduced. And this award formally recognizes individuals, clubs, businesses in the Southeast that exemplify the service to the community that is provided with absolute dedication and concerned about charities for which Jack was so rightly known. Self gave this award for 8 years. Self continued to own the trademark, but Self honored a request that we cease to present the award at Self indefinitely. The world is complicated sometimes. With a joy I cannot even begin to express to you, the world is no longer complicated. And I cannot begin to express the delight that from this year forward, we will be honoring our founder, and there will be winners every year. I want to thank Bulldog Creations, who on a dime, the moment I had it settled, stepped up and gave me my heart's delight. They've made this banner, and all of our past winners are here, and our future winners will be also. The award is home. And we honor a man who knew what it was to sacrifice much of what he loved most in order to honor who he was. So with that, the recipient of the Jack Stice Memorial Award received many, many, many votes. He is a prominent member of the leather community for more than 20 years. And yes, we used the votes that came in for the Self Community Award. We thought it was fitting. I want to read you some quotes from his nomination. His dedication to the community is untiring and never-ending. He is always stepping up and volunteering to do whatever needs to be done. He continues to give and give. He often does this, going unnoticed and without asking for anything in return. It's rare to see him at an event where he's not up to his ears doing something for someone or the event. He truly is one of a kind. He is someone that you should know. He is the working definition of community service. And more quotes. He has helped raise in excess of $80,000 for charitable concerns. He can always be counted on. I don't travel anywhere in the community that someone doesn't ask me about him. And another. He has such heart for community. I couldn't imagine a more deserving winner for this award. He never hesitates to jump in and help out fundraisers, contests, or events. Anything that needs to be done, he will do. He has been of selfless service to the greater community. He has raised more money for countless causes and volunteered his time, all with the grace he can muster and an open heart that is rarely seen. He is a leader without leading. He is the person you can look at and say, he leads by example. He has never asked anything in return and is a wonderful human being. He brings knowledge and experience as well as a healthy dose of down-home country advice. His laugh and presence are felt immediately when he enters a venue because he is sure to be greeting, hugging, giggling, catching up with all he sees. He really is an ambassador for the leather community. He has been known to host events on his own because somebody has to do it. He is one of the most giving men I know. He gives freely of his time, his talent, his heart. He has poured untold hours into his work in the leather community. He has invested thousands and thousands of hours into raising funds for House of Mercy, our local HIV and AIDS hospice center. When we visit with the residents at House of Mercy, it is his heart that he leads with. He hugs everyone. He sits and talks with the men and women there. He loves them unconditionally, and it shows. This man is an educator, a role model. He gives when and where it is needed. He does so without asking for recognition or status or some other form of gain. He earns the respect of those around him by his deed and his consistent willingness to step in. He helps make the world a better place and shows each of us how we can be better also. It is my privilege to present the current president of the tradesmen, Tim Smith, with the Jack Stice Memorial Service Award. This. I have to talk?
You don't have to.
Y'all got all night? Because I don't, because I'm going to go have sex. First of all, I want to thank everybody that done this for me, because I don't deserve it. Everybody deserves this, not just me. I just do it because, you know what? I was raised by a good family. And they always told me, God, Grandma, I love you. She says, whatever you do in life, people are going to hate you. They didn't know who I was or what I was going to be. Well, I didn't either. But she said one word to me, one of my best several words, and I've passed it on to my friends and my club brothers. And I even told some of the contestants tonight, it don't matter if you win or lose in life, in competition, but there's one thing you need to do in life. Have fun. Whatever you do, have fun. And then you go home and cry. But, you know, I want to, I don't know, I would talk more and more, but I don't deserve this. I really don't. Well, okay. Again, I want to thank everybody out there, and I'm going to plug our run for next year. Next year, we're getting ready to celebrate our 30th anniversary. And it was mentioned up in IML whenever it was. There's not that many leather clubs that have survived that long. And they asked me, what do y'all do? And I said, well, we drink. We have sex. We drink. And we drink while we're having sex. But most of all, we have fun, whatever we do. And I think that's the main word everybody needs to go back, you know, to keep, you know, keep the leather community going, just have fun. And you know, I like the word fun. I need to get me a new t-shirt that says fun. But again, I want to thank everybody. You know, it's going to be in May. You know, it's villains and heroes. We want to see every one of you there. Because the hotel we've been having hotel problems. And the hotel we got now, they've already asked us to sign a contract for next year. So that's our priority right now. So, my club brothers, one of them sitting right over there, he's for 5 years taught me from not leaving the leather community. Because I said, fuck y'all, I'm leaving. I'm tired of you. No, you ain't. Shut up. Have another drink. And I do. And I have these panic attacks. Shut up. Have another drink. Y'all don't know, right before we did a little fancy, that beer was gone for y'all. But I had to have another beer. But again, thank y'all very much. Thank you.
And before... And y'all might take notice, instead of talking about himself, what was he doing? Working for his club. Mm-hmm. So in one last moment, I want to thank the generosity of those of you who have been contributing. So we have a bevy of scholarships. We gave out 7 for this weekend. And what they get is full run t-shirts, packages, intensives, lunch, everything. Pin the whole 9 yards. Thank you for making that possible and carrying forward our generosity and showing new people that our community is that generous community. Thank you.
Like a prom queen.
Like two of them.
I didn't say which one was the prom queen, honey. I am the queen, you're the empress, she is the duchess. We're almost there, kids. Couple of reminders for the play parties tonight, and then I'll add my own footnote. Be respectful of the dungeon furniture and use it for its intended purpose. That gets to be a little gray. Do not move the equipment. Keep medical play and other messy types of play to designated areas. And don't break the toys. If the dungeon is busy, please keep scenes to 1.5 hours. If you haven't purchased your raffle tickets, they will be available on sale tomorrow at registration from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. Make sure you get them before the drawing at the weekend wind down tomorrow. Also, don't forget about the foot party hosted by the beautiful Shay Flanagan in the second floor hospitality suite from 10:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your 2014 Southeast Leather Fest title holders. You are looking at me like you were going to say something. I don't know. Okay, title holders, maybe? Anybody? You have the magic envelope. Ooh, signed, sealed, and delivered. Thanks, Vanna. I got one. Anybody? 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 Okay. How about some patches and some medals and some things that go with the winners? I know they're back there, but they should be out here.
Got any, you know, some Roadrunner or anything? Okay, I could do this all by myself.
We're coming.
I thought it was just breathing heavy. I have a right not to know. Are we ready? Boys, girls, others? Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Southeast Leatherfest Boot Black Friday. Tonight. I had to think of your thinking on that one. I can even see that in the reflection. Yeah. Southeast Leather Fest, Person of Leather, Autumn Orange. Southeast Leather Fest 2015, Jennifer!